Genesis 3 and verse 6. We now come to the fall itself, the actual fall. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Genesis 3 and verse 6. When you recall that this is the single most catastrophic event in the history of mankind, and you consider that this verse puts before us the fall of man with all the consequent misery and wretchedness and grief and suffering that's come in the world. And it's put it so simply. She saw the fruit of the tree. She saw that it was good for food. It pleased her eye. She desired it for gaining wisdom. She took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Genesis 3 and verse 6. Satan has promised Eve. In a sense, he'd been open and honest with her. In verse 5, when you eat this fruit, you know, this forbidden fruit, this fruit commanded by God not to eat, when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. You'll be like God. You know, there's pride, but he's honest here, knowing good and evil. Well, they knew good already, but they would know evil now. Wretchedness, misery, suffering, corruption, vileness, and all the other corruptions and ruinations that have come on the human race as a consequence of this. And the woman, Eve, and the man, Adam. It's all so simple, isn't it? How short the words are. She took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. And so came in the fall of man. Unbeliever, you're here. You may dismiss this account. You may laugh at it. You may mock it. You may refuse to hear it and all the rest of it. But I tell you, you are here as I am here. All mankind is here. Adam is falling here. And in his fall, in his disobedience, he drags the human race. Indeed, he drags the whole earth down with him into corruption and ruination. In the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Well, we'll come to that. But death came immediately. Look at the way it's traced out in God's word. She saw. She thought. She reasoned. And as she saw and thought, what did she think about? Food. It was good for food. It was pleasing to the eye. She liked it. She wanted it. It was appetizing to her. And she wanted it because it would open her eyes to wisdom. Yes, what wisdom? She would learn things in that fall. Adam would learn things. What would he learn? Well, I've said, sin, wretchedness, misery, tears, weeping, loneliness, and everlasting damnation unless the fall is reversed. But make no mistake, my friend, this is the fall of man. And as far as man is concerned, and man's power, Adam's ability, Eve's ability, they cannot uneat this fruit. They cannot go back and unbreak the breaking of the commandment. They have broken it, and it's broken forever. Moses couldn't repair the two stone tablets when he smashed them. The cure of the fall, the retrieving of man, the reinstatement of man, the rescue of man, is beyond the wit and power of man. It's beyond your wit and power. You cannot undo it, my friend. You cannot stop the consequences of sin, the fall, the ruin, in your own life, in the history of the world. Whatever the politicians do, whatever laws they pass, whatever schemes they bring in, death is on the road. Of course, this chapter will tell us, and the rest of the Bible will tell us, there is an answer to all this, but it's outside of man. But so early in the Bible, chapter 3 and verse 6, comes the breakpoint before the fall and after the fall. The rest of the story of mankind is after the fall. And that's where I'm living now. And you are here, my friend. Of course, it's not just history, is it? As I look at the television schedules, as I know what's going on in the literature world and the so-called entertainment in the world, food, well, that seems to be the number one god in the United Kingdom at the moment. Food, food, food. How many food programs are there? Of course, appetite for food is a wonderful gift, and we eat to live, and there's pleasure in our eating. But here the roles have been reversed. Men don't eat to live. Many live to eat. Brother and sister, the Bible still tells us that gluttony is a sin. Greed is a sin. We need to hear that. In our generation, we need to be told that again. And the Bible tells us. The principal sin here, the first one, was good for food. The second came along with it, pleasing to the eye. Oh, how the appeal is made to the eye today. Look at the television schedules. We see it. We want it. We want it now. And we take it now. Seeing things. Sex is a wonderful appetite. The sexual drive is a wonderful appetite and necessary for the human race and so on. And God has given it to us. And what a pleasure it is like the appetite for food. But again, how the appetite for food can be abused, so the desire and the appetite for the sexual relations can be so badly abused, it's one of the greatest corruptions in the world today, with all its consequences. And pride, boasting, self-expression, getting, desirable for gaining wisdom. I say again how simply it said, she took some and ate it in those six words. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. And so death entered the world, because sin entered, and sin and death passed upon all men, for as in Adam, all sin. That's what we have here. And there's a passage in the New Testament which brings this right up to our present state and to our own experience now. Let me read it to you. You'll find it in the first of John. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now verse 16, for everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. Verse 17, the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Unbeliever, you're in Genesis 3. You're in the fall. You're in the ruin of the fall. The condemnation that comes upon all men because of the fall. There is an answer to all this. As I say, it's outside of man. But God sent his Son into the world to save sinners. In ourselves, we are dead spiritually. We are ruined. But by looking to Christ, the ruin can be undone. And in Christ, we boast more than Adam lost for us. I urge you then, turn from your own works, turn from your sins, turn from Adam, and turn to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Trust him. If you do not, you will live and die in Adam, and as in Adam, you will die forever. Do not let it happen. Look to Christ, and come out of Adam into Christ, and all who are in Christ are made alive in him.